Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about Russia turning the electricity off going into Finland. It's another step in a sequence of events which increasingly looks very disturbing for the West, but which is being manipulated entirely by NATO, as far as I can see. So remember, if you like what you hear, hit the heart button. If you want to support the platform, you can do that by buying me a coffee, link below, or you can use donor box, link below. Right, so the news is that Finland has been told, well, yesterday actually, that the lights are going out, or at least some of them are going out, because Russia supplies 10% of the electricity needed by Finland, and that was pulled yesterday. Electricity supplies have been cut off, and the Nordic country imports around 10% of its electricity from Russia. It also gets, by the way, the majority of its gas from Russia as well. So most of its gas, and then this electricity's been cut off. Now, you might think, well, it's only 10%, David. What are you talking about? But that has to be found from alternative sources, or else there's 10% less to go around. And if you think that doesn't have a consequence for Finnish homes, Finnish industry, Finnish manufacturing, then I'm afraid you don't understand the situation at all. It's serious to suddenly lose that volume of electricity. But that's what's happened. And this, of course, is a direct retaliation from Russia to Finland, saying, yep, we're 100% on board the NATO train. We is going to be part of NATO, along with our best pals down in Sweden. Now, as you know, Finland has the continuous border with Russia. So what Finland's basically saying is, yeah, we will allow our country to become essentially a land base for potentially the placement of weapons against Russia. So what do you think Russia's going to do? So I saw, you may have seen the fact that the Russian Defense Committee Deputy Chair Alexei Juralov, these Russian names, they're Scrabble names, aren't they? Anyway, this guy, Alexei, somebody said that the Russian Satan 2 missile could hit Helsinki in 10 seconds. So that's how long it would take. So he says, you know, I think his comments are inflammatory, but I also think NATO circling Russia is extraordinarily inflammatory. It really is. You know, if you go back in time, and we all know the promises that were made back in the day by James Baker and others, who swore blind that, listen, don't worry about it, Russia. We'll never come within anywhere near your borders. We're going to respect the distance. The one thing that they haven't done is respect that in any way, have they? They have relentlessly pushed to get closer and closer, circling the Russian bear, poking the Russian bear. So what do you expect? That's what Ukraine is, to a degree anyway. I mean, obviously, you know, Ukraine borders on Russia. So, and it's pretty obvious that NATO would like ultimately to see Ukraine in this NATO club as well. But I don't know about you guys, but I think NATO is perhaps the single biggest threat to the future existence of the planet, actually. It's probably the single biggest threat we have. Yes, we've got the United Nations. Yes, we've got the World Health Organization. Yes, we have the globalists who kind of ride above all of these things. They are major threats. But the actions of NATO are particularly dangerous because they seem to be wanting to provoke Russia into attacking a NATO member, at which case, boom, out go all the lights, because these Russian hypersonic missiles, you know, they could take out the UK. We're not just talking about, you know, a very limited strike in one part of the country. We would be gone. And this was, I thought this is what some people understood, that, you know, because of the threat of atomic weapons, the simple thing to do is to always use diplomacy and peaceful channels, and to don't inflame situations. Don't make things that are bad even worse. Try and allow a little common sense to prevail, but that's not happening. So NATO, and I mean, NATO is the US and the UK, basically. The rest is just for show. The US and UK are amping it up like nobody's business, hence the expedition to get Finland into NATO, and shortly thereafter, Sweden into NATO, and in due course, Ukraine into NATO. So you're going to see a wall surrounding Russia, all NATO countries. Well, what do you think that Russia should just sit back and allow this, do you? Because when it was the other way around in 1963 and the Russians set missiles to Cuba, I don't think the Americans were exactly led back and chilled about that, if I recall. That brought the world to a precipice. We almost had nuclear war back in late 1963, okay? And here we are in 2022, and this time round, the people doing all the provocation is NATO, which is the US and the UK. It's being spun on rinse cycle like you wouldn't believe through the media. The amount of lies I see on an ongoing basis, it's off the wall. And of course, it does make me wonder, if they lie this much at this point in history, do you think they lied at previous points in history? And what do you think those lies might have been? Because it's obvious, I think, that the political class could not get away with what they do without the cover afforded by the journalist class. Now, maybe they were better back then. Maybe there was some integrity in journalism, but there's no integrity, none in journalism in 2022. So they repeat all kinds of silly stories, which are ludicrous because they belie the fact that in Ukraine, for example, the Ukraine army is getting slaughtered. It's a one-way fight. But yet, the British media keeps talking about Putin's being repelled. All this stuff, it's all nonsense, isn't it? But there you go. I mean, that's where we are. The lights literally went out, or some of them did, in Finland yesterday. They've got to find an alternative source for that 10% of electricity, which has now gone missing. And then I don't know where they're going to get all the extra gas, which comes across the border from Russia. They're going to say, oh, don't worry, we're going to find alternative sources. It seems a very strange decision for Finland to make. Instead of respecting a position of neutrality, they're using the pretense that, oh, well, Putin invaded Ukraine, so he could invade Finland. Well, at no point has there been any issue here, certainly in the last 90 years. So I don't even see how this could be speculated upon. But that's this fatuous explanation given for Finland wanting to join NATO. And in doing so, they simply just crank up the pressure that bit more. Thanks for listening.